Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dr. Doreen Marshall is on the line, Vice President of Mission Engagement, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, with a very important topic. Dr. Marshall, thank you so much for being a resource this morning. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. You guys are coming off of a research, a poll talking about what U.S. adults would do if they knew somebody was in trouble. But some concerning numbers when it comes to those who actually feel confident to take action. Let's start here, though. How has the public perception of mental health, how has it evolved recently?
So more recently, this latest poll showed that 8 out of 10 U.S. adults see mental health as important as their physical health. And 9 out of 10 believe that suicide can be prevented. So these findings really show that the public is centering mental health more, but also like really understanding that it's important to prioritize our mental health and suicide prevention.
But there are some concerning numbers that come out of your findings as well when it comes to just the confidence people have to be able to help somebody. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So what we found was that there's a real willingness to help. Most people would do something if they knew someone was struggling. But when it came down to identifying warning signs that someone was struggling, really only 1 in 3 felt that they knew warning signs for suicide. So, you know, this really speaks to the need for education and really for people to learn more so that they know how to help.
And we'll talk about those opportunities educationally in a moment. But are there barriers to mental health treatment today? Does access need to be improved?
So that is one of the things that came out of the survey, that the public identified that cost for treatment still seems to be a barrier. Certainly availability and accessibility of treatment was also identified as perceived barriers by those who responded.
Excellent. Well, I really appreciate you breaking that down for us. So let's get to the educational opportunities, okay? So how do people find those opportunities to know more about emotionally supporting people and maybe even, like we indicated, knowing some of the warning signs?
So one of the things you can do, our organization, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, you can go to our website at afsp.org. And connect with your local chapter. We have chapters in all 50 states, and they do a lot of community education. So by going to our website, connecting to a chapter, but also on our website, we have lots of information about warning signs, what you can do to help, and how you can support someone who may be struggling. You know, I think one of the things about this poll is it really showed us that advocacy is key. We need to advocate for better access and more affordable mental health treatment. And you can learn more about advocacy and opportunities at suicidepreventionnow.org.
Thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.